Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive His peace as we meditate and abide in Christ.
Welcome to this Abide Meditation.
I'm Tyler Boss.
When chaos comes into your life, which it inevitably does, how do you respond? The Apostle Peter, in his first letter to the scattered Jewish exiles, said, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you." Let's pause and take a deep breath to steady your heart and mind as you consider Peter's words. Peter goes on to say, "But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when His glory is revealed." What kind of clarity in your chaos do these verses give you? Chaos is not something anyone welcomes into their life. But being able to see through it to Jesus, knowing He is right there with us, can bring great clarity. Where are you experiencing chaos in which you need clarity? Ask God for His perspective and expect to hear from Him. Knowing chaos is inevitable, but that God is always there with us, helps us to endure and grow in ways we couldn't experience outside of the trial. Father God, thank you for never leaving me alone. No matter what storms come, I know I'm safe and secure in your arms. Help me to see the things that come into my life from your perspective and in light of eternity. I know that it's not my comfort you desire to build, but my character. Lord, give me grace and courage to endure. In Jesus' name, amen. Continue breathing slowly and deeply, stilling your mind, quieting your heart. Open your hands as an outward sign of your inward willingness to hear what God has to say to you today. Let the Holy Spirit bring to mind anything that might interfere with you hearing from God. Any sins that you hadn't thought about or weren't ready to bring to the light. Let the gentle leading of the Spirit bring those to mind. Confess them, and then let the blood of Jesus wash them away. Being in unity with God is a wondrous position to be in. As you continue breathing deeply and relaxing your body, Acknowledge God as sovereign over every circumstance in your life. He is the Redeemer, and He will bring beauty from ashes. Listen now again to 1 Peter 4:12 in the English Standard Version. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. Now listen to verse 13 again. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when His glory is revealed. How does verse 13 help you understand verse 12? Rejoicing in suffering is a theme throughout the New Testament epistles. The people who were the closest to Jesus understood what it meant. From Peter to Bartholomew, all of the disciples suffered torture, and church tradition holds that all but John were martyred for their faith. What do you think sharing in Christ's suffering means? Now listen to 1 Peter 4:12 and 13 in the Living Bible Translation. Dear friends, don't be bewildered or surprised when you go through the fiery trials ahead, for this is no strange, unusual thing that is going to happen to you. Instead, be really glad, because these trials will make you partners with Christ in His suffering, and afterwards, you will have the wonderful joy of sharing His glory in that coming day when it will be displayed. Peter makes it clear that trials are a part of being a believer in Jesus, and these trials can reveal the quality of our faith. What does the chaos in your life reveal about your faith? James, the brother of Jesus, in his letter to the Jewish believers scattered abroad, said this: Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. How can living this perspective of your trials change your approach? Peter also wrote this earlier in his first letter. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. How do you see your tested faith as more precious than gold. Listen as I read 1 Peter 4:13 again from the English Standard Version. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. Building your faith is like building muscles. They grow stronger as you use them and challenge them. Imagine that you are a new soldier, training to go into war. Picture this. Your drill instructor works you so hard that every night you go to bed exhausted by the ordeal he has put you through. After months and months of this brutal training, your unit is called up. You're going into the battle of your life. You don't know what to expect exactly, but you do know that everyone around you has been trained and conditioned and tested as well as you have. As you ship out, you know the mission is vital. You must go in and save those who are being held by the enemy. You're scared. But then your gaze falls on your drill instructor. He wasn't just working you hard. He was working right there with you. He has been in battle before. And he'll be right by your side. No matter what comes your way, whatever storms you go through, Jesus is always there. He's been through it. He knows what's on the other side. Glory. His glory. In which you get to share. Spend a few moments just thanking the Lord for being beside you and for the promise of sharing in his wonderful glory. Father God, I am not a fan of trials and chaos and pain. But if you can see that it has a purpose in making me more like Jesus, then I want to rejoice as I'm being encouraged to do. It's not in vain and it's not forever. Help me to have your perspective. And I thank you for always walking through it with me. It's in the precious name of Jesus that I pray and give praise and glory. Amen. Stay in this quiet space for a little bit longer if you can. And let the peace of God spill over you. Know this. Your trials are not in vain.
Until next time, may you abide in Christ.